Welcome to Public Affairs, a presentation of Sandhill Media, licensee for radio stations 99 KUPI, Arrow 107.1, ESPN The Sports Zone, 100.7 MyFM, La Super Caliente, and X92.5. I'm your host, Marv Hepworth, and today we're visiting with Katie Yearsley of Lincoln Court. You are the director of the memory care unit there. And today our topic of discussion is the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the event coming up on September the 10th. Let's talk about this, Katie. Tell our listeners what the Walk to End Alzheimer's is all about.
Well, first, I just want to say that I'm very excited to be taking part in the first annual Eastern Idaho Walk to End Alzheimer's presented by Mountain View Hospital. The Alzheimer's Association's Walk to End Alzheimer's is the world's largest event to raise awareness and funds for the Alzheimer's care, support, and research. This inspiring event calls on participants of all ages and abilities to reclaim the future for millions.
There's a lot of us that have known people who are affected by Alzheimer's or dementia. How did you get involved in this walk?
There are over 23,000 people in Idaho who've been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and over 85,000 unpaid family caregivers supporting those individuals. I had a grandparent when I was about high school age that I watched first be diagnosed with Alzheimer's and go on to eventually pass away from that. From the beginning to end, to see him in his last days, he didn't remember our names. He didn't remember who he was. It was just devastating to watch. I think at that point, I decided that Alzheimer's and dementia was a very big deal and a very, very devastating thing to watch. So at that point, I started to get involved with people who had Alzheimer's and dementia. And over the years, I became the director of this memory care unit here at Lincoln Court. We call it the Rising Stars, and I have 21 amazing residents that I get to take care of every day. So yes, I'm definitely passionate about Alzheimer's.
Now, I understand you have a team and are a grand champion who's raised over $1,800. How can other people sign up and help raise money?
Anyone can sign up to walk. The registration is actually free. People can choose to donate or raise money. You're right. I've raised over $1,800 so far. I'm definitely not done. I still have a week and a half to hopefully double that. It's been pretty simple for me to raise money, actually. I've just been doing my best to make people aware of what I'm fighting for. So I've sent a lot of emails. I've shared my stuff on social media. And you would be shocked at the outpouring of support that I've gotten. So everyone who raises or donates over $100 gets an official event t-shirt. It's easy to sign up. You can sign up online at alz.org/walk. So that's alz.org/walk. Or you can just come out to the walk on Saturday and sign up the day of the event.
Now, you have a goal of raising quite a bit of money at the walk. How much do you plan on trying to raise?
Our goal is $45,000.
And can you tell us where the money is going to go and how it helps the people with Alzheimer's?
Okay, so the Alzheimer's Association is a global organization working to advance the care, support, and research across the world. They provide local face-to-face support through support groups and education programs and are working to find a cure by funding research initiatives around the world. The money you raise makes a difference in the lives of all of those facing Alzheimer's and their families. This is a chance for everyone to fight back against this devastating disease, to help families today, and hopefully to find a cure for the future.
Katie, what are the details for the day of the walk? Where do I go? What time do I need to be there?
The walk will be held on Saturday, September 10th at Russell Freeman Park in Idaho Falls. Registration begins at 10 a.m. and the opening ceremony will begin at 11. We have some great speakers for the opening ceremony, including former Mayor Jared Furman and his wife Karen. After the opening ceremony, the walk will begin and we'll just walk around the park. The walk's approximately a mile long, and it's very manageable for anybody who wants to come out, even kids. You can skip the registration line by registering online, again, at alz.org/walk. There will be tons of stuff to do. There's a kids zone full of fun activities. There's refreshments and all sorts of activities for anyone and everyone.
Great. It sounds like it's going to be a fun event. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
If you have any questions or want to volunteer, you can contact the Alzheimer's Association by either going to the website, again, at alz.org/walk, or you can just call their office at 208-206-0041, and we would appreciate anything and everything.
Our thanks to Katie Yearsley of Lincoln Court, the director of the Memory Care Unit, and our topic today, the Walk to End Alzheimer's, coming up on September the 10th. Public Affairs is a presentation of Sandhill Media, licensee for radio stations 99 KUPI, Arrow 107.1, ESPN The Sports Zone, 100.7 MyFM, La Super Caliente, and X92.5. Thanks and have a great day.